Computer-based training, or CBT, is one of the hot new buzzwords in education. The idea is that with an interactive computer program, a student will have an educational experience closer to a real classroom experience. Because the costs are so much less, it will be possible to educate large numbers of students cheaply and efficiently. CBT can be done on a single personal computer or on a computer connected to a network such as the internet. The student reads material at his or her own pace, then takes tests on the material. A passing grade indicates that he or she can go on to the next level. In some cases, papers may be written which will be examined by a human teacher, graded, and returned. If the student has questions, there are help features which may answer the most common questions. Sometimes there's a frequently asked questions or FAQ list. Students may also have access to a message board where they can ask for help. In some cases, there's an email address for more difficult questions. Classes are offered in a wide variety of subjects. However, they work best for those where memorization is the main course objective. What they lack is the sort of give and take that a good classroom experience can provide. And if a student gets stuck, there's no quick way to help them. This may leave students frustrated and discouraged. Some companies are very excited about the use of CBT to help keep their employees up to date in their fields. But many of the managers in these same companies are reluctant to consider employees' credentials to be valid if they are derived from CBT alone. While recognizing that the technology has promise, they prefer employees who have been trained by teachers in a classroom, the same way they were trained. Passage 1. Computer-based training, or CBT, is one of the hot new buzzwords in education. The idea is that with an interactive computer program, a student will have an educational experience closer to a real classroom experience. Because the costs are so much less, it will be possible to educate large numbers of students cheaply and efficiently. CBT can be done on a single personal computer or on a computer connected to a network such as the internet. The student reads material at his or her own pace, then takes tests on the material. A passing grade indicates that he or she can go on to the next level. In some cases, papers may be written which will be examined by a human teacher, graded, and returned. If the student has questions, there are help features which may answer the most common questions. Sometimes there's a frequently asked questions or FAQ list. Students may also have access to a message board where they can ask for help. In some cases, there's an email address for more difficult questions. Classes are offered in a wide variety of subjects. However, they work best for those where memorization is the main course objective. What they lack is the sort of give and take that a good classroom experience can provide. And if a student gets stuck, there's no quick way to help them. This may leave students frustrated and discouraged. Some companies are very excited about the use of CBT to help keep their employees up to date in their fields. But many of the managers in these same companies are reluctant to consider employees' credentials to be valid if they are derived from CBT alone. While recognizing that the technology has promise, they prefer employees who have been trained by teachers in a classroom, the same way they were trained.